616, 1320 WILS. Tomorrow, activists from across the state, particularly Detroit, Flint, and Grand Rapids, coming to Lansing, calling for safe and affordable water access to everyone. It's part of the World Water Day, which is tomorrow. Sylvia Arduño will be there, one of the activists involved in the People's Water Board Coalition. Sylvia, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. Thanks so much for asking me to be on.
Yeah, and we know Flint doesn't have safe water, but what about the rest of the state? How much of an issue is this?
Oh, gosh. This is the challenge. There are a lot of things that are emerging in a lot of communities that I'm not sure a lot of people have an awareness of, but these are situations that have been affecting a lot of our lower-income communities in particular.
Okay, now, when you say they don't have access, what does that mean exactly?
So the thing is, it's a combination of stuff. It's the safe water, it's the access, and it's the affordability. These are the issues that we're bringing to attention. The access is, it might be that maybe you have a water system that brings in the water to your area, but because of plumbing problems, infrastructure problems, It actually isn't getting delivered to your home.
Okay. And affordability, how much of an issue is it really? Are water companies charging reasonably?
It's actually a huge problem, but it seems like in contrast to us being surrounded by the Great Lakes that we would not have people in the state living with water insecurity. Uh-huh. And this is what we're really trying to highlight right now, is that a lot of our water systems have been struggling for a long time now to figure out how to manage all the costs of their operations, their fixed costs, really. And with a lot of the changes and a lot of the increasing rates, there have been more and more people who have not been able to keep up with the cost of the water and who are being denied water because they can't afford to pay for it.
So what should we do? I mean, are you saying give them free water, or what should we do about that?
Oh, no. So the thing is that anyone who's in this situation at all who has experienced any kind of water insecurity or water shutoff has always said, I want to pay. Let me pay. But I need to be able to pay based on my income. So if you've got a really limited income, then we need to figure out how it is that we can always ensure people have access to drinking water in their home, clean drinking water, because it not only poses like individual health problems, but these also lead to public health problems.
Really? I mean, any idea how many households actually don't have water running into them right now in Michigan?
It varies. So in the city of Detroit, for instance, where I'm at, it runs typically in the low thousands. We had 2014, where this was the year that it really got highlighted, when the Great Lakes Water Authority decided that they were going to say, if you can't pay, you can't have water. Mm-hmm. And they had actually shut off water to over 30,000 homes, affecting over 100,000 people. So this was a really large problem in the city. But it's not even unique to Detroit. Even before the lead contamination problem was brought to everyone's attention in Flint, this was an affordability problem there that they were having. And we saw this as emergency managers were coming into several cities across the state, Highland Park included, Inkster, Denton Harbor, and other cities where they were having customers who were not able to keep up with the cost of the bills, and the emergency managers came in and made it more difficult because they said, we've got to pay for the cost of our infrastructure, the cost around our system. And if people can't pay, then you can't have water. But those kinds of big decisions don't deal with the human impacts that we have to still figure out how to do.
Yeah, what
babies need water for formula.
What happens
water.
In these households? I mean, what do they do when once they don't have water there? How do they survive?
It's varied. In a lot of our communities, we've set up emergency operations so that we can deliver water, just very minimal amounts of water, to households that contact us and say, look, I've got a diabetic person in the home and they've got these open wounds. We've got to clean this. I've got babies that need formula. We don't have water. And these are real stories that we've been hearing about.
Okay.
So, but it's not sustainable in that way. We actually need bigger responses to this, which is why we're going to Lansing tomorrow.
Is this something that can be addressed on the state level, though?
Oh, most definitely. A lot of these things are affected by how it is that we address policies at the local level, but we really need state leadership on this. So tomorrow when we're in Lansing, we're going to be going around to all of our House and Senate representatives and talking to them about these 23 bills that are part of this water package. And they deal from anything around water quality to citizen oversight to water billing and rates and access to water. And so we want to tell them that these aren't just urban.
The idea, though, you're saying basically if you can't afford the water, there needs to be some agreement to still provide it at a lower cost. Is that it?
Yeah, we've got to have a way to make sure that people don't live without water because it's dangerous to the people in the household, but it's also dangerous to our public health if we've got low-income people, say, who are working service jobs. But, again, living in the Great Lakes, we shouldn't have a situation where anyone is living without water.
Yeah. Sylvia Orduño, she is part of the People's Water Board Coalition, tomorrow holding a demonstration, meeting with lawmakers here in Lansing to talk about water safety and affordability and access, part of World Water Day tomorrow. Sylvia, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.